Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. Man, one of our favorite coaches. There's incredible podcasts and articles and drills. If you hit the search box on Coach Bill Pilot, he's in his 31st year at Roanoke, 341 wins, 70% winning percentage, the best in the history of ODAC, 19 consecutive winning seasons, and he's a great, great proponent of our site, too. Coach checks us out and just a great dialogue. Consider him a friend. This is an awesome drill. You can check it out in the article section, but it is basically broken into three zones, 2 4v3s and a midi scramble in the middle. And here's how Coach describes this drill in his own words. Check out the article section, and you'll see a little bit more of the details. Thanks so much. Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com. Without further ado, great coach, like Bill Pilot.
And a lot of our drills are around that. And one drill, I don't think I shared it last time that I made up years ago, and a lot of my guys have taken it where they've gone. I love this drill early season to work on your guys' decision making and transition. So, you know, you've put in your 4-on-3 fast break, however you want to run that, and so the guys know to get in an L or whatever, and the D gets in a triangle. But we do a full field drill going both ways. The attack and D have to stay below the restraining lines, below the respective restraining lines. The middies can go from restraining line to restraining line. So they're in the middle of the field. And then you do a scramble drill. So I stand, you know, at the box. There's six middies in front of me. There's 3D, 3 attack at one end, 3D, 3 attack at the other end. Goalies are in the net. I roll the ball in the middle of the field somewhere. The middies pick it up, and they're going to the goal. So hopefully there's a guy ahead of them that we can pass it to. Sometimes they have to just run it. And then the rule is, once the middie with the ball, the first middie that enters the box, all chasing middies stop. So you're going to have a 4-on-3 every time. So let's say the guy comes in, it's a 4-on-3. The other five middies, right, 2 on offense, three that were on defense, are just standing there waiting. Let's say they do a fast break, he shoots at the goalie, saves it, and boom, we're going the other way. So now, because only one middie was in that box, you should have numbers going up the field. You should have a 3-on-2 in the middle of the field. So the goalie has to find that guy, or the defenseman finds him, whoever gets the ball. And then they're pushing it the other way. And you just play it. And then what I'll do is I'll sub after maybe 2 runs. It's also a good conditioner, a realistic conditioner. Maybe the middies will get 2 runs, maybe 3. And then it's okay, all middies sub. You know, new 6 guys, try it out. Maybe you put your long stick out there. We let him do it.
How many reps do you give the middies, Coach? How long are they out there?
You kind of look at what kind of runs they have and how much conditioning you want, and
right.
You know, try to make them go one offense, one defense if you can.
Okay.
And then just keep it rolling, and then you can build on that. And we do that always preseason. You know, we just did it like 3 days ago, I think, at practice, we try to do it a few days in a row to get better at it. And for the the high school guys out there, we used to do this also. Is we would take, let's say you have your top middies, your first midline, the guys you want to create transition. You put 3 of them out there, but you only put 2 middies on the other team. So now you roll it. You can make it a ground ball fight, or you can just roll it to the team with 3. So now they definitely have an extra man in that middle of the field. So now you're teaching those guys what I just talked about, finding your space without the ball, where should you cut, how can you help your teammate. And the 2 guys are supposed to be aggressive, you know, jump the ball, make them throw it upfield, slide upfield, do some of the things you might not want to do in a riding situation. So that's a good kind of build up, if you want to teach your middies, if you're having trouble, decision making. And then if you get good at that one, you can just add, instead of having 3 middies versus 3.
Yeah, let me interrupt you 1 second, Coach.
Oh, go ahead.
Let's say the guy takes a shot and the goalie makes a save.
Uh-huh.
Do you add 1 to the team with 2 if you're going back the other way, or you just count on the fact that middie is going to get in the box and then it's still going to be a 4v3 in the box at the far side?
Right, exactly. Good question. And that you can – whatever you want to work on, you know, if you're only working on your top players going 3 against 2, you can stop the drill right there. You can add another middie and make it 3-on-3 the other way if you want to keep it going. Or – if you want to work on riding, aggressive riding, you can tell the poor team with only 2 guys to try to clear the ball and let the other guys ride them, you know, double team. So you can work on whatever you want. You can do that. And then, of course, you can build it up, too. You can build up the first drill I said, you know, the MIDI, the first MIDI to enter the box, it becomes a 4-on-3. Well, you can then put the rule in, the first two MIDIs can enter the box, and the first MIDI chasing can also enter, and it becomes a 5-on-4.
I'm writing, keep going.
And that, so that way, and we've never gone to the 6-on-5. I suppose you could do that, but
it'd get real crowded in there.
Yeah. We've never done that, but I guess you could. But we usually do the 4-on-3, the first MIDI at the 4-on-3, and then the other thing that we do quite a bit. Let's say your top defense is on your end to the left, and your younger second defense is on the right, and your top attack is on the left. So you have your top three attack against your top three defenders. You have your six MIDIs in the middle of the field waiting for you to roll the ball. So now I roll the ball into the defensive box. So the MIDIs can't go in there, but you have three defenders, you have your goalie, and you have three attack. So the attack is trying to get the ball back, and the D is trying to clear it. So the D is working on clearing it with the 4-on-3. The MIDIs are trying to get opened, and you're pushing the ball up the field. It's a quick drill. You're not taking your time. And we tell our attack, jump the ball. You know, if the goalie starts walking the ball up and nobody's covering him, I'm going crazy. Somebody jump him, because we want to make them move the ball. And then you just play it out from there. And you'll get turnovers. You know, you'll get if the attack rides and gets it back, nearest MIDI can jump in. And now you're working on spacing, because you have 4 against 3, so those guys need to spread out. Move the ball. The D has to recognize, crash the hole, set up their triangle. So for me, I believe that's one of the best drills we use for transition.
I love it. So if the attack gets it, they're going to the cage. Can one MIDI enter the box if an attacker gets the ground ball when you roll it down?
Exactly. Yep. If the attack gets it, one MIDI's live. Usually the lowest guy, usually it's the senior who wants to play offense or something like that, but one guy goes in. And then we just play it out. And, you know, a lot of times the attack will get it and the D checks them right away, and then we're trying to clear it again. And if it bogs down, it's a scramble drill. So I just blow the whistle and I roll a new ball. Or if I see maybe I want to see a 4-on-3 the other way, and I see one MIDI is kind of by himself, I'll blow the whistle, throw it to him, and he's off and running.
Awesome, man. You got a name for that drill?
No, I was just—it's funny when you asked. I was just thinking, do I have a name for it? No, not really. We just call it scramble, but we tell the parameters that the attack and D stay in the box, and then we open it up to all-out scramble. That's what we just did. I think it was not yesterday. Dave, on Sunday we practiced. It was the first time we did scramble. We did with the parameters of staying in the box, and then the other day it's okay. Now guys are doing scramble, and everybody can go everywhere, and then we just roll the ball and go. So it's a great build up for scramble, because we like to teach kind of what we're looking for, and, you know, trying to get the ball to the middle of the field and all that stuff.
Yeah, I had Purdy from Adelphi had a 10-man full field scramble, and sometimes if I remember right, and I'm old so I don't always remember right, he would go on the field, and I don't know how he did it. I ended up buying online. You remember those canvas bags that the younger listeners have no idea, so just talk amongst yourselves. So do you remember the old days when the newspaper boy would come and he had that canvas satchel?
Oh, the satchel thing, yeah, that they threw the papers out of, huh?
That they threw the papers out of. So I bought one of those online, just canvas, no writing, no embroidery, no nothing. It was like $14 or something. And he would go out there, and some days it would be 15 balls. And to end practice, it was just when the 15 balls were gone, the scramble was over, okay?
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I like it.
And just, you could blow a guy would be bolting down on a fast break, and I do it with two quick blasts on the whistle, bang, bang, on the whistle, and then I might roll the ball to the other end of the field.
What
we did was we substituted, attack had to play midfield a little bit, middies had to play attack, kind of left the poles in place. But in that drill, the attack wasn't getting any conditioning, you know. And
right,
rather
exactly.
than sit there all smug and stuck up the way attackmen can often choose to be, man, they hated it when we would run them at MIDI, you know. And
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the players, like the guy would be running by me gasped, going, how many balls are in the satchel? How many balls are left, you know? And then we kind of modified that to where we would run it like a very similar to a 10v10 game to one, where we would, if you got a bigger roster, I mean, for high school teams, putting together 20 guys on the field is a challenge.
Yeah.
You know? Especially if you're going to do something, you know, anyway. Yeah, we would do like games to one, only there would be five balls in the satchel. And then we would, you know, substitute attackmen and poles and stuff like that every five balls and do a total of 15 altogether. So the ones and the twos got two runs to five sprinting up and down the field. And well, kind of depending on how much time was in practice or, you know, what you wanted to accomplish and all those kind of things too. But,
yeah, that's
cool. And I
loved
that. I, like I said, it, you know, the other coaches, if we had players that they were going to sub in, you know, they would go to the sidelines and sub and I would just be the bad guy. I'm telling you, guys.
Hey man, I hope you got all that. Check out the article section, for the past stuff that coaches offered us, including a full session on goalie play and warm-ups and, you know, best goalie coach in the country. So, Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com. Until next time, everybody.